Proclamation number 6332 of 13th of August, 1955. Satanic activity in the end time. It is the time of the end. You humans don't know what this means in spiritual terms, for there is an uproar in the whole universe in the spiritual world which I know about and also let the world of light take note of so that they protect the inhabitants of Earth against the onslaught of dark spirits. The dark forces feel that a new era is beginning for them too, that their unfortunate activity is coming to an end, that they are once again being bound in a fetter from which they cannot free themselves. And that is why they rage to an increased extent, driven by the Lord who, in his delusion, believes that he will gain power over all creations and their inhabitants even before. Whatever intrigues can be devised will be carried out by him and his followers, and a confusion will be caused which is unparalleled. And you humans are the target of these dark forces. You are constantly surrounded by dangers and don't suspect it, yet you would be frightened if you could take a look and see which grimacing figures crowd around you and try to poison you with their slobber, breath. It is the time of the end, which is feared by these creatures as torment, which is why their goings-on become increasingly more annoying and you humans need increased protection in order not to be at their mercy. But they cannot reach my own because they always unite with me and stand in the ray of my Son of Love, which they flee. Yet they will also leave no stone unturned in order to spread a shadow over my ray of love. Especially when my own are not mindful, when they recklessly place themselves in danger. When they take pleasure in dazzling lights which are pretended to them by those forces, when they cannot free themselves from worldly desire and thereby offer those forces a handhold to approach them. The tempter lurks everywhere and is not recognized. And he works with cunning and trickery. But he can be recognized by my own, for he will always betray himself, even if he hides under a cloak. He will shy away from nothing, he speaks after people's mouths if he expects to be successful as a result. And this is the great danger which threatens you humans in the end time, that you suspect an angel of light where darkness comes to you in a mask. But I stand by you who want to know what is right and do what is right. I will not let you fall prey to him who wants to corrupt you. I let my light shine at the right time. Yet I cannot yet deny him his activity because they are his last attempts which therefore surpass everything in wickedness because he knows that he has not much time left. They are his last efforts to wrest power from me, for his spiritual blindness becomes ever deeper the more he rages against me. And you are in the midst of this battle and often do not recognize it. My beings of light, however, protect you on my behalf, you who are and want to remain mine, and they'll lead you out of this last battle victoriously. Amen.